weren't limitless, but they contained enough credits to grease the path to imperial domination. Just a little. Many means existed of getting secret transmissions off Coruscant. One could stash an antenna on a little used building and broadcast when official satellites were out of range. One could pay a lowlife to take a recording to orbit, there to send the message farther by more ordinary means. One could employ a code of such baroque complexity that the transmission resembled layers of noise upon noise with no significant features. Ulla believed that the best way to arouse suspicion was to go too far out of his way to avoid it. So his preferred method of contacting his superiors was to place a call to Panatha, the planet of his birth, leave a message for his mother, and wait for the reply to come to him. That way, the burden of guilt was shifted elsewhere. It was much easier to brush off receiving an illicit communication, one possibly misplaced, than the accusation of making one. After notifying the Supreme Commander that he was hot on the case, he went immediately to his austere quarters and sent two signals. Ulla lived in Minari Heights, near his work in the Senate District, while at the same time close enough to the Eastport docking facility to make a quick getaway if he needed to. He had stashes of documents, credits, and weapons in several locations between home and the spaceport. He also had a secondary apartment, little more than a closet, really, in case he needed somewhere to hide for a while. He wasn't one for taking chances. The illusion of innocence he had wrapped around himself could be all too easily dispelled. He had seen it happen before. One mistake was all it took. The bleep of his comlink broke him out of his nervous reverie in which he had spent the last hour. The call was on its way, in response to the first of his signals. He readied himself by straightening his uniform for the dozenth time and taking position in front of his holoprojector. This was the part of his job he liked the least. A ghostly image appeared before him, flickering blue with static. There was little more than a hint of a face, and the voice was both genderless and specieless. Ulla had no idea whom he spoke to on distant Dromund Kos.
"Report," said Watcher 3.
Ulla summed up everything he had learned in as few words as possible. A ship from an unaffiliated, resource-rich world in the Outer Rim had been captured by the Hutts, who were offering information about it to the highest bidder. That same ship was the object of a search by a Mandalorian, Douse Driver. Another name, Lima Zandrit, was implicated. The origins of the ship were unknown, as was its cargo, the mysterious object Lebec had alluded to. Both were up for auction. When he finished, the noisy line crackled and fizzed for almost half a minute before Watcher 3 responded.
"Very good. This is a matter of concern to the Minister. Maintain a close watch and report all developments."
"Yes, sir."
"Dismissed."
The transmission ended, and Ulla sagged with relief. For all he knew, Watcher 3 was a perfectly ordinary person, just another functionary like him. But there was something about that hollow voice that made him feel utterly unworthy. Bad enough that he wasn't fully human, but worse even than that, he felt dirty, unclean, vile for no reason at all. Watcher 3 made him feel like he did when he talked to a Sith. His comlink buzzed again. He prepared himself.